Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State militants. Carter said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Iraqa in Syria as their early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
The United States currently has about 3,500 service members in Iraq, 2,750 of those supporting Iraqi security forces as trainers, advisors, or support staff. There are less than 50 U.S. Special Forces in Syria. As the Chinese president is in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, remained firm in his rejection of the African Union proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. Last month, the AU announced it would deploy 5,000 members of the force to Burundi for an initial period of 6 months. So far, 439 people have died in the country's unrest. This is VOA News. Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says it is concerned by developments in Malawi that could stoke anti-gay sentiment, including incitement to murder. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says it fears the decision by Malawi's chief prosecutor to drop charges against an individual accused of inflammatory statements against gays and lesbians could have serious consequences. Earlier this month, the spokesman of one of the country's main political parties publicly and on several occasions described gay and lesbian people as worse than dogs and called for them to be killed. A criminal case was subsequently lodged against People Party spokesman Kenneth Imsonda by two civil society organizations, charging him with inciting others to break the law. The director of public prosecutions decided to discontinue the case on Thursday, one day before Imsonda was due to appear before the Blantyre Magistrate Court. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Christine Lagarde says she wants a second term as managing director of the International Monetary Fund.
Well, first of all, I've received really fantastic nominations from many members, and I hear that there are other members who are considering the same process. I've started quite a few initiatives. I think I've moved the institution together with a fantastic team of staff, and I'm prepared to serve the membership longer. So I'm full of energy and enthusiasm to do so.
Lagarde's first term as IMF chief ends in July with a Washington-based international lender formally starting to accept nominations. Lagarde has won the respect of global financial leaders for her role in helping keep Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc from disintegrating as it dealt with the Greek debt crisis during her term as IMF chief. There could, however, be a cloud over a second term for Lagarde at the IMF. French judge last month ordered her to stand trial in the long-running investigation of her role in the approval of a government payout in France to a business executive in his dispute with a state bank. IMF board has reiterated its confidence in Lagarde and that she will has be determined that she did nothing wrong in the case. U.S. stock market surging on Friday, big day, closing first weekly gains in the new year after oil prices shot to a higher level, $32 a barrel after last week's $27 low. A lot of this has to do with the crisis in the China's economy and the worries about the global economy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.